write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout? I don't know.
I don't know. I am with a Christian Scott. And
Marlo.
Christian and Marlo? Beautiful. Happy for your success at the con. Just tell me what do you do, and just tell us about your display you have provided for us.
Okay. I'm a cartoonist. We're from Providence. I got some comic collection book here, and then a narrative mini comic. Then we got some prints. This is a Rizzo print, and then some originals. And that's about it here, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing this for?
A couple years now.
A couple years?
Yeah, a couple years. Yeah, trying to do more of these events. She's better at finding these things. So.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're mostly the booker.
I guess so. I do more events than he does, so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him to do more. Yeah.
It's really great artwork that I see right here. What has been some of the best feedback you got? It doesn't have to be today at this con, but just at cons you did in the past.
Can I go first?
Take your time. No pressure.
I guess I sometimes get artists that people think I would like, and they suggest them to me, and it's always helpful to see those artists as for inspiration for my own work. And of course, it's like just nice to hear what people like about my artwork and like compliments and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Is it the same for you?
Yes.
Okay. Any inspirational advice that you want to give to somebody who just wants to step outside that comfort zone and go in the direction that you guys went in life?
Oh, yeah. Just never give up. Never take no for an answer, I guess. Yeah. What do you say?
I mean, I think events like this are a really good way to start. I mostly sell online, but it's easier to get your work out there if you sell in person rather than doing it online and social media and stuff. So I would just apply and go for it.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for your guys' time, and I really appreciate you. And like I said before, I wish you much success in this con. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And thank you. Absolutely.
Hello, this is AJ reporting, and you are?
I'm Jeff Lorenz.
Hi. Hello, Jeff. How are you? I'm doing good. What do you have here? What's going on here?
I draw horror comics. Skin of My Teeth is my main book right now. It's like a Lovecraftian cult horror book. It's like a classic style, you know, vintage halftone kind of book.
Nice. Sorry. Which one out of all of these is your favorite? What was your favorite one to make?
Skin of My Teeth issue number one. It's my favorite. Took me about a year to make it, between writing it and drawing it and then coloring it. It's my favorite because the first printing that I did of this, it was in black and white, and then I went back and I got all these halftones in. Love that. Got that like vintage Ninja Turtle style like halftone in there. And I really got to pay tribute to those guys with that in my own way, because those are some of my favorite books of all time. Is like Black and White Boom, Ninja Turtles.
What would you say was your greatest inspiration to do all of this, to make comics?
Making comics in general, I mean, I think I already gave away that answer. Is the Mirage Studios, Turtles guys. I'm from the same area they are. They were like the local heroes to me. Really inspired me and showed me that like you can be just a guy from Maine and you can put something out there and you can do whatever you want. You don't need permission to make comics.
And last question for those who for the people who might want to do the same thing you're doing, what would you give as a piece of advice to them?
Don't wait for other people to give you permission to do it. Like, just, it doesn't matter. Your first book isn't going to be like your magnum opus. You just keep drawing pages, keep going, and you'll grow and become the best version of you as time goes on, but the most important thing is just keep drawing those pages and getting the experience.
Nice, nice.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself Preston, and I am with
Joseph Jogul Romay.
Joseph, tell me about your display. It's a lot of great artwork here, and just what you're doing here at the con.
Well, this is my first comic convention. I released my first horror book, Bloodlust. It's a old school EC Comics inspired anthology of two different stories.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been drawing since I was a kid and love comics, animation, stuff like that. And I'm really happy that this independent themed convention got to happen, because it gives us a chance for people who are just getting a start and hopefully to get into the industry and all that.
Definitely gives you a platform. Now, you said there's two different stories in Bloodlust.
Yeah.
Tell me, give a little rundown just about the two stories, a little brief rundown.
Well, the first is a creepy kind of murder story, you know, how they go. And then the second one it's like a kind of like a, almost like horror with a bit of slice of life and a mental health issue. And then just with a positive ending to kind of like change things up a little bit. And it's got an anti-suicide message, and it's just to believe in yourself.
All right. Damn, I didn't really expect that out of
It's unexpected. I was thinking the same thing as I was making it, but like, I figured, you know, change it up a little bit.
What were your influences as a child? Was it like the Universal Monsters back in the day?
Yeah, definitely some of that, you know, Hammer Horror.
Okay.
Tales from the Crypt, of course, you know. Video games and stuff like that, you know, Jason, Freddy, a lot of slashers and stuff. Stuff like that, I suppose.
What has been some of the best feedback that you got from fans so far? Does it have to be the con, but it's in general when it just comes to your material?
Well, someone just a queue up a couple minutes ago said they liked the black and white original sketch a little bit better than the color one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to get people's opinions on your work after you put all these hours into it, but then you get a fresh set of eyes telling you what they think, and it's definitely key to growth as an artist.
Definitely. Now, to any potential future creator, artist, individual who wants to go to a similar path as you, what advice would you give them?
Make a comic, draw every day. Put your name out there. Don't just rely on social media. Get out to events like this and meet people in person. That's definitely a bigger, better way to actually communicate and get your name out. That's how I see it, at least.
Best one is word of mouth. That's the best promotion.
Absolutely. Meeting new people and exchanging ideas, meeting friends. It's all part of it. It's a great craft.
Appreciate you. Wish you much success in this con. You're very welcome. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, too.
Appreciate you, man. Definitely. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with
Fox Taylor.
Fox Taylor and
Sarah Rose.
Sarah Rose. Congratulations on the con, being a part of it. Just please tell me about your display and what you guys do.
So I do a lot of comics that are like existential horror and witchcraft and a little bit of satire. That's my vibe.
Now, is the comic Curse, is that what you do too?
That's Sarah.
Sarah. Beautiful. We'll get to her. Tell me, Canadian Crime, is that you?
I do have a comic in there. It's loosely inspired by true crime, but it's fictional.
Okay.
And, yeah, I write lots of different stuff. Really like writing body horror and horror in general. And my main gig is, yeah, writing about witchcraft. I'm a published author with books on sigils and pendulums. And I do a lot. I get bored.
What's your book?
No, that's fine. Yeah, what's your book?
Sigilcraft.
Sigilcraft, awesome. How long have you been doing this for?
A while.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say well over a decade for me. Yeah.
It happened so fast, right?
Right.
So many thoughts going through your head as long as you're doing this. So many stories. As a creator, can probably get a little mentally frustrated. How do you push on? How do you move forward? What keeps you going? I know writer's block can be such a pain.
For real, yeah. Definitely. I've definitely gotten better at kind of figuring out when I'm kind of starting to get, like, creative fatigue or writer's block, and I usually just change gears, work on something else,
and eventually come back to it. But I'm also very pro to sitting and playing video games until my brain just kind of kicks into gear.
Favorite video game?
Right now I'm playing Fallout New Vegas, and that's...
Ooh, nice. Are you excited for the series?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing awesome.
How long have you been doing this for?
Oh, yeah, a long time. Similar. Like, I'd say, like, 10 to 15-ish years, probably. Roughly.
Yeah, roughly,
around there.
But, I know you mentioned that Cursed is yours. Please tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Cursed is kind of like, it's a little bit of like a throwback to like 1930s type horror magazines. Nice. So it's a little bit like Weird Tales and like Astonishing Tales, Amazing Stories, that kind of stuff. It's roughly 25% short stories, 25% illustrations, 25% poetry, and then the last quarter is comics. Okay. And it's some stuff that's like really old and hasn't been like reprinted very many times, and then new stuff that like I've written and other people I know have written. And yeah, it's just a big passion project. The we also like the 20 pages of illustration or whatever, it's like a gallery, so we feature like 15 to 20 different artists every issue. And the second issue's on Crowdfunder right now. It's like all werewolf themed. But that's been super fun to do. I really love, like, yeah, the publishing and the editing and the putting the files together digitally aspect. It's fun.
So with the whole horror base, the chemistry between you two is just golden. It's just perfect.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. That's very complimentary.
Now, this is a question for both of you. How empowering as women is it just to be creators and just inspiring others to do what you do?
I'm non-binary, but, like...
I apologize.
No, it's all good. I definitely very pro women, love women, big fan. Cosplay sometimes, you know.
Cosplay is awesome.
Yeah. I believe empowerment for everyone, honestly, and like I think by both of us existing and like living authentically as we do and making what we want is, I mean, it, I feel like it's inspired a lot of people and encouraged a lot of people.
Like I definitely. Like, honestly, like, seeing other, like, trans creators and stuff, that's definitely inspired me. And honestly, like representation matters.
Absolutely.
Like, I think it does make it a lot easier. Like, when you see someone that you can identify with on a personal level who's doing something that you want to do, just makes it feel a lot more possible. And I think especially within comics, I think that there's still, like, an idea that it's still very, like, gated or gatekept to
yes.
people.
Yes.
But I feel like that's not as true now as it was, like, even 5 years ago. I think that there's so many comics for everybody, and there's so many people who make them, and there's really something for everyone. So, yeah, I think that it's if you're not seeing stuff that you connect with, it's out there. It's just you might not be seeing it right now in front of you. But yeah, it is... always inspiring to see other people who are like me do comics.
We can all agree it's moving forward, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Any inspiring advice you got for that potential someone who wants to create, wants to get out there, but it's just a little bit afraid to do so?
You know, honestly, I would say that one thing that I'm definitely guilty of
right.
is basically thinking I need to, like, do everything on this like checklist before I can start doing the art that I want to make.
Right.
Or, you know, I need to like learn how to draw this good before I can start doing my first comic. But I have just personally found that any time that I've just dove into it and not let myself get hung up on if I'm good enough or not, or if the details are good enough or not, honestly, just making yourself create and complete something is so educational. And you'll learn way more from doing that than trying to learn to be good enough to start. And yeah, like that's pretty much true for everything that I've done. Yeah.
Thank you for your time. Really appreciate you, Sarah and Fox. And I wish you most success in this con. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Nice meeting you as well, too. Wish you most success.
Yeah.
Oh, the mission, we're doing well. We're doing well with the mission. And we wish you good on your mission as well, too. Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Hello, AJ reporting. I'm AJ, and you are?
I am Steve Urena, and this is?
My name is Jason Thomas.
All right. So,
Tell me a little bit about what you're selling, what you have here, what you do.
So my name is Steve Urena, U-R-E-N-A, and I am an indie comics creator. I cannot draw. That is why I have the great Jason Thomas here with me. But I do a lot of horror and comedy comics. So I have Ex Machina, which is Santa fighting robots, Slowpokes, which is fast killer sloths, Zombie Date Night, which is a blind date gone wrong during a zombie invasion, and Foulmouth, the demon-possessed superhero who gets her powers from cursing. So a little bit of everything. I usually do Kickstarters, but this is my first con, and I'm just excited to be here.
Nice, nice. What was your favorite comic to make and your favorite comic to draw?
So he does my T-shirts and stuff like that, but he does a lot of great posters here. As you can see, he does Venom, Spider-Man, Ninja Turtles. But my favorite one, I love them all equally, but I'm really loving Foulmouth right now. That's my first superhero comic. I used to do horror. So it's been a lot of fun to do, and it's been a great time. But I think Jason Thomas needs to tell you about his artwork that he does here and his process.
So I also run a company called The Splash Page. It's basically an art collective where I hire a bunch of artists and we all contribute art to the whole book based on the subject matter. I'm also an independent illustrator. I draw all sorts of stuff, and I also own a merch line called The Catalyst, and I sell T-shirts through that as well.
Nice, nice. Who or what is your greatest inspiration to do what you do?
So I'm inspired by all these people here today. Like, I just love seeing everybody's journey, doing their Kickstarters, doing their own indie comics. This is do-it-yourself here. So for all these comics, you know, you could do it too. If you're listening out there and you want to make a comic, you know, just put pen to paper, just start working on it, and find an artist, or if you're an artist, start drawing, because you could do it too. But everybody inspires me in a different way. As people who make comics inspire me. So, you know, I'm just glad I'm among all these people here today.
Would you like to answer the question?
Honestly, it's a very similar answer, but I'm going to give a big shout-out to Vertebrae 33. He's a big inspiration to me, and he pushed me to become all of this and push beyond what I'm comfortable doing on a regular basis. So.
Nice. You kind of answered this question already, but for people who might not want, who might want to do this, but don't know how, what would you say to those people?
So I got started. I cannot draw. I am not as talented as the great Jason Thomas over here. I'm more of a wordsmith. So there is a program called Comics Experience. And so if you want to write comics or draw comics, they teach classes online where you can go and learn how to make comics the right way. A lot of great people have come through there. I've used a lot of artists from there. So I would start there or go to a comic school. I know there's a bunch around. I know the Kubert School for Art is in New Jersey somewhere. But if you can't do it, Comics Experience is the way to go because it's on your time, where you want to go, you know, what you want to do. And, you know, through them, I've been able to create all these great comics here. So if you want to go and create a comic, you know, Comic Experience might help you.
Hi. What about you? What would you say to the people who want to do stuff like this?
I would just say step outside of your comfort zone, take risks, and just don't be afraid to try things you've never tried before.
Nice, nice. Thank you. Thank you.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with.
My name is Jeff Moose.
Jeff, tell me about a little bit of what you do and just a little bit about your display.
I am a comic artist and a fine artist. I am here at the Independent Creator Comic Con showing off some of my finer artwork and also promoting my latest book called Spiderweb.
Tell me about Spiderweb.
Spiderweb is a crime noir thriller. It has 7 different narrators telling you about the same murder, but everybody has their own self-interest at heart.
Okay. So kind of like a Clue kind of game?
More like a Rashomon or a Usual Suspects.
I see. And no copyright infringement with a certain individual, am I correct?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mr. Peter. I see what you did there. The artwork right here I see is amazing, though. I love it.
Thank you.
What have been some of your favorite pieces that you have right here?
This has actually been, the original has been framed and mounted and will be going up in an art gallery in Providence at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
This is the very last print I have of a piece that sold in art gallery in Cambridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything looks really nice.
Well,
everything looks really, really well done and really, really good put together. What has been some of your favorite feedback that you got from fans? It doesn't have to be necessarily today at this con, but just past conventions that you had.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
My very first book, it was actually feedback from a fan telling me that they wanted a certain historical figure in it. So when I was working on it, I just said, you know what? He's probably right. Why not give the people what they want? So I went back into my very first graphic novel and put in the very person that they were looking for. And you know what? Everybody has a valid point and feedback and point of view. I was actually happy I did it because it made for an even better story.
Any advice you got from a potential person who wants to go on a similar path as you, create-wise, and wants to take that next step into their journey?
Very first step, life drawing. Life drawing is key. It is the foundation that everything else is built on.
Definitely. Jeff, thank you for your time. We appreciate you, and I wish you the much success, man.
Cheers.
Definitely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Absolutely appreciate you. WNHH LP 103.5 FM, New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with
John Yaskatis.
John, tell me about what you do and just a little bit of what you have provided for us.
Absolutely. So I make comics, and the comic that I've been making for almost 20 years, which actually will be next February, is Boots and Pup. It started out as a webcomic in 2005, and I've been working on it all this time.
What's been the inspiration for Boots and Pup?
When I was a kid, I loved comics, I loved cartoons, and I really wanted to capture something that I could share, and share that feeling it was to read, you know, Donald Duck comics when I was a kid, or as a bit of a teenager, Calvin and Hobbes, or any of those things that just made you feel good. And so when I launched Boots and Pup, that was kind of the impetus, is that I wanted to have a comic that I could share that made me feel good and made others feel good.
Now, tell me about the Mask Bug.
Mask Bug is my latest project. It's an ode to the superhero comics of past times, from the 1940s, 50s, and somewhat 60s. So it's about an everyman named Wally who happens to fall into this opportunity to become the protector of the hero of the city. And in doing so, he's made life changes that he wasn't expecting.
What has been some of the best fan feedback you have gotten? It doesn't necessarily have to be today at this con, but just past conventions you've been attended to.
I'll tell you, the best part is when parents bring back a book, a graphic novel of Boots and Pup that their kids had bought from a previous show, and they'll show me how worn out the book is because the kids have read it constantly. They've shared it with their friends. And I did one show, it was actually in New York, and I must have had 5 or 6 parents that came back the next year just to show me how well-worn these were and how these kids really enjoyed this graphic novel I had created. And it just floored me that something that I created resonated so well. And kids are able to figure things out very quickly. You can't feed them a line, or you can't give them something that they don't want to read. The fact that they were able to do that really made me feel good.
Any inspiring advice that you have for a potential creator, individual similar to going to the path that you are on right now?
Absolutely. As somebody who started doing it on my own as a webcomic, I created that first comic. I created that website. I put it out there. Wasn't sure if anyone would read it. And we're in a wonderful space now in technology and social media where you can create something, share it, and it can be seen by millions overnight. And that's amazing. When I did it back in 2005, wasn't so instant, but it was absolutely rewarding. And there really isn't anything stopping you. I mean, we have the technology, we have the method of sharing, and just really do it.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you, and I wish you the most success in this con. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time, bud. Preston, out. WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with Joel Olar. And
Ryan Miller.
Please tell our audience what you guys do and just a little bit about your display.
We are writers and artists.
We are part of a collective called Stockpile Comics, which we formed with two other classmates at the Kubert School. And who is, you know, sorry, I'm slurring my words right now. Out of the artwork, which one is your guys right now?
This is my stuff.
Okay.
Forever Winter.
All right.
Ryan's stuff on the end here, Mangle.
Okay. And tell me about Forever Winter.
It's a revenge tale set in post-apocalyptic Boston.
Okay.
And we got a volume one here. It's the first five issues. This is a new prequel comic I put out this year.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. And tell me about your material.
I think the easiest way to describe Mangull is just to give you the tagline, which is strong enough to rip a man's arms off, smart enough to use them.
Oh, my goodness. What was the inspiration behind Mangull?
I just love horror movies and, like, monster movies. It's mostly, I would say, inspired by something like Tremors, which is scary and funny at the same time. So that's kind of what I'm going for.
A little bit from The Birds, Alfred Hitchcock.
I mean, obviously a little bit, yeah.
For sure. What has been some of the best fan feedback you guys have gotten, just not just from this con, but from past conventions?
I mean, it's happened a couple times today. I always think it's flattering when somebody compares our artwork to a more famous, well-known artist, especially if it's someone we like. So, for example, I'm not comparing myself to him, but a couple times people have said my art reminds them of Jeff Darrow, who's an artist I really like, who's worked with, like, Frank Miller on Big Guy and Rusty the Boy Robot and stuff like that. So that's always – I always like that. It's, like, a nice, easy way to make us happy.
I think one of the biggest compliments is when people come back. You see them at different shows, and they pick up, like, the first issue, and then they'll come back to get the others, and they're, like, excited to see you. That's always, like very strange to me, but always very nice.
That's awesome. Any inspiring advice that you have for that certain someone who wants to step outside the box just like you two, who wants to go out there and tell the world about their creations and share their art with the world?
Create the story that only you can tell. Like, do your own thing. Not enough creators, you know, a lot of creators chase trends or try to beat the algorithm these days. But just, like, stay true to yourself. Make something that only you can do. I think that's, like, the best advice I can give.
Absolutely.
And if you want to draw a comic, all you need is paper and pencils. Nothing else is stopping you, so just go do it.
Great advice. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate you, and I wish you the best success.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thanks.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself Preston, and I am with
Brandon Gorski.
Brandon, tell me about a little bit of what you do here and just everything provided for what I see here.
Sure, of course. I'm a local artist from Massachusetts, the North Shore. I put out fantasy comics, sci-fi comics, and a dark fantasy comic. In the past, I've done some crime comics as part of my senior project at Mass Art. And now I'm also selling prints, individual art that I create in the moment. But right now my main titles are Legends of Lys, and Fenrir and the Escape from the Deep, and Atlas Clark. Those are my three big titles right now.
Tell me a little about Fenrir.
Fenrir?
Yeah, Fenrir. I'm very sorry, Mom.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Fenrir is he's a wolf character I created that's spun out of Legends of Lys. He finds himself transported into this dark realm and needs to barter with the three gods that rule the realm to get back home. So it's about him basically trying to hold on to his soul while he's in this dark world and needing to barter with all sorts of folks to find his way back home.
What about Jury?
So Jury is a spinoff of Match, which was my senior project in Mass Art. It's a crime comic about a cop that gets basically discharged. It's a lot of, like, city corruption. And so the cop, like, basically starts to create a vigilante persona for himself since he cannot continue to fight crime in that way.
Okay. Atlantis Clark.
So Alice Clark is about an android that is looking for his creator. He wakes up with no virtual memory in his data banks. And so he sets off on this this new planet that all the people from Earth have been migrated to, where bounty hunting is the main way to make money. So now he is just stumbling across this landscape trying to find his father.
Match, City on Fire.
So Match was my senior project. It takes place in my hometown of Lynn, Mass. It's about a serial arsonist and two detectives that are trying to catch him. It's a black and white noir story, my very first comic.
What was your inspiration on being on Wire? Who are your influences?
I mean, my biggest influence that is coming to mind is Akira Toriyama, who sadly passed away this week. He's a huge influence, especially on Legends Elise and making fantasy books. Mainstream comics, though, Brian Michael Bendis is like my biggest influence as an author. Alex Maleev is my favorite artist. Constantly trying to aspire to that level.
What have been some of your favorite fan feedback? It not necessarily has to be at this con, but just past conventions and past shows that you've been a part of.
Sure. I mean, people really comment on like the energy of the illustrations I do. They seem to really enjoy Fenrir and Atlas, especially for the wide variety of color that I work in now. Moving to a digital format has allowed me to really experiment with color. So that's typically like a comment I get a lot is compliments on the color.
Yeah. I definitely see the comments in color right here. I see Wolfman and I see the Loch Ness Monster. Definitely really detailed with the Universal Monsters. As a creator, what advice would you give to that certain someone who's willing to step outside that box for the first time, willing to not afraid to be themselves and move on to the next step?
I would say definitely draw every day, like lean on the craft, like let your work speak for itself. But also like taking the first step is always the hardest. So just getting on the floor, getting out here, meeting people, and just getting comfortable talking about the work, and talking about yourself.
Thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate you, and I wish you the most success.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with
Tony Sedani.
Tony, thank you for being a part of this. I just want to ask you, what do you do? And just tell me just a little bit about your display.
Yeah, so I like to just tell stories in comic book form. More precisely, graphic novel form. I like to take stories that have inspired me over the years and just kind of repackage them and tell them in my vision. You know, like a lot of my stories are derivative of things that I've grown up with and loved in the past. And I get a wide range of things, including like horror, Western, you know, superhero stuff. So I kind of like to try a little bit of everything.
Now, I see this stuff my pencil made. Please break it down.
That's just a straight art book. I do commissions throughout the years. You know, people pay, you know, to draw whatever they want, like a character and stuff. And when I had a whole bunch of them, I just took the best ones and made an art book out of it. So,
tell me about the tale Return to Rander.
Yeah, that's a story of a man trying to find his home. It's inspired by something you'd be familiar with, like Lone Wolf and Cub. Just a man trying to find his home, and there's another mysterious man hot on his trail looking for revenge.
I can't say the last word, but weird stuff. Yeah, tell me about weird stuff.
So throughout the years of doing comic cons, I mainly focus on my main book, but I also do like little mini comics, short stories, it's kind of a way to like try other different styles, like experiment. And I had like 7 stories, and I kind of was just like, I can throw these together in a collected anthology.
It's kind of like a little Tales from the Crypt kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
Skin Deep, break it down.
Skin Deep is a book that I made with Ryan Miller. We're both big fans of 80s horror and sci-fi. And we kind of just took all the best things we love about that era of film and kind of made our own original story based from that. Yep.
Who were your influences? What inspired you as a creator?
Influences... more so film, I think. I really love the way film is told in 3-act structures. And in terms of art, I have so many art influences. It's hard to, like, most people can't really tell my influences from my style. I just take a little bit from everybody. I mean, I love Mike Mignola. I love Jack Kirby. I love Rob Liefeld. So,
what has been some of your favorite feedback just from fans? Not just from today, but it could be like a favorite fan story from yesterday or like, you know, past conventions.
I think they just like the uniqueness. You know, I try not to do anything else anyone else is doing. They just like, you know, I'm kind of just being myself in my stories and, you know, in my artwork. So,
any inspiring advice you got from that certain someone who wants to go out there and create and go on a similar path as just as you?
just listen to your inner voice and go with what it says. Don't try and make what other people want you to make. Don't try and conform.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you, and much success, man. Appreciate you. No doubt. Absolutely.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. I'm Preston. I am with
Jamie Jones.
Jamie Jones, good to meet you. I just want to know, what do you do? And tell me a little bit about your display, if I can barely speak.
Yes. I'm a cartoonist. I write and draw comic books.
Nice.
And I have a book called The Baboon that I've been putting out, self-publishing this for the last few years.
Nice.
And yeah, that's what I do. I make and draw comics.
Obviously at the Creator Con. Tell me a little bit about The Baboons, a little bit about the story.
Yes. The Baboon is a pulp action adventure book. Okay. In the vein of like Johnny Quest or Indiana Jones.
Nice.
He is a freelance adventurer, and he travels around with his crew and his orphaned nephew, because all pulp heroes need to have orphaned sidekicks.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
So it is about him learning how to be an adult with a child.
Okay.
Now that he has responsibility for, and Jamie, I'm a narcissist, I named the character after myself, Jamie learning how to be a hero. 10-year-old boy learning how to be a hero.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What inspired you to be a creator?
Oh, man, that's a question. I like writing stories. I like telling stories. And that's the main thing.
Right.
I like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do it for a long time. I can just sit down and do it. Yeah. I used to be an actor.
Oh, great.
I have a degree in writing, so it's everything just kind of compiles into...
Everything was tailor-made.
Everything, you know, folds into it. I kind of feel like I fell into comics from everything that I was doing.
What has been some of the best fan feedback you have gotten? And does it have to be just today, but just experiences that you dealt with in the past?
Oh, man. Whenever anyone sends in fan art, wild. Because you're not expecting it.
No.
Or somebody's just posting something and they're like, hey, here's the baboon. And it's... wild. Getting to connect with certain creators and do team up books. I've done that before,
right,
with other guys who own their own characters, create their own stuff, and just like, hey, you wanna do a book? That's the most creative fulfilling thing. Is guys who trust you enough to play with their toys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Any inspiring advice that you got for that certain someone who wants to go into a similar path just as you?
Start making stuff. It's just make stuff and keep making stuff. And the biggest advice I could give to anybody trying to do anything is, if you start off and there's 100 people,
right,
eventually 5 years down the road, there's 50 people still trying to do it. And you become the two to three people doing it. I've been doing comics for 10 years now, and I've seen it grow from here. My peers of 100 to my peers of 2, right? Wow. My peers of 3. So that graduating class shrinks real quickly once you get to year 5.
But you seem like you found your purpose. I'm very happy to talk with you, and I wish you the most success.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you.
Yes. Absolutely.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, I am with
Kevin Delgado.
Kevin, thanks for being with us. I just want to know, just tell me just a little bit about your display and just what you do here at the con.
Yeah, my name's Kevin. Like I said, I'm an independent comic book creator, publisher, writer, artist, you name it, I do it all. My main thing is Tough Stuff. It's a book that I write, pencil, ink, color, letter, edit, distribute, everything.
Okay, tell me about Tough Stuff. What's the story?
So Tough Stuff started with the pandemic. We all had a lot of time on our hands. I would sit at home watching a bunch of, like, B movies from the 80s, and I was like, you know what? I should make my own. I'm an artist. Right. Why not do it in comic book format? I can get as creative as I want. I don't have to worry about a budget. I don't have to worry about actors. You know, I can do it my own thing. So I had already done a series called Volantis before that, so I've been making comics for a couple years. I had storytelling down, writing down. I was mastering my craft as I went along, but I was ready to kind of launch. And Tough Stuff hit, took off pretty well, and I've been doing it ever since.
How long you just been writing for? Not just talking about tough stuff, but just like writing in general.
I would say probably about 8 years, but I've been doing art my entire life. So I was a classically trained oil painter when I was like 10 years old, 8 years old. Yeah. So I did that. I went to art school. I was always like the in advanced placement art in high school and all that stuff. So I've just always been making art.
So everything was just meant to happen.
Absolutely.
What has been some of the best fan feedback that you have either today or any of the past conventions that you've been to or been a part of?
It's always positive. The best feeling is selling like original art for me. Mm-hmm. I know it's not cheap. It's a big commitment from a fan standpoint, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate that my artwork can affect people in a positive way. Right. A lot of people get a lot of laughs out of tough stuff. It's like a funny book. So just the fact that people like it brings joy to their life.
Now, is that a gerbil as the main character?
It's a cat.
It's a cat. Gotcha. I had to see going far. Oh, yeah, it is a cat. All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And I got nothing.
No. It's all good. It's really, really great artwork right here. Tough Stuff by Kevin. And I see this one right here that's called Junction Jones. Break that one down for me.
I do a lot of cover art for different publishers.
Okay.
So that's actually a cover I was commissioned to do. In terms of that, I recently just did a cover for Dick Tracy.
Nice.
So this will be coming out next month in April.
Okay.
So this is kind of like a teaser image poster I'm selling until the book comes out.
Nice. Okay. Any inspiring advice you have to any creator or any potential someone that wants to go on a similar path as you?
If you really want to do it, you just have to dedicate your whole life to it, basically. And you know, you got to put in the time and effort. And when you're starting out, you're not going to be perfect. Work through those hurdles. Get proper criticism. Don't take it, you know, in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Take it as someone's giving you their time to tell you how you can improve.
Definitely.
And just stick with that and just keep doing it. And, you know, eventually you're going to create something really great.
Kevin, I thank you for your time, and I wish you the best of success, all right?
Thank you. Nice meeting
Definitely.
You.
Definitely. Nice
thank
meeting you. You, too. Appreciate you. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven, myself, Preston, and I am with
Wesley Griffith.
Wesley, tell me about everything I see in front of me and just what you do as a creator.
I am a cartoonist and a graphic designer. I am selling my comics and zine work here. Mm-hmm. I have Thunder Beast, that is a graphic novel. It's a 96-page fight comic. And I have The Jump, which is my crime comic. And I have Grotesque, which is a kind of a one-man anthology horror and sci-fi short stories.
Okay. And Glitter Boots?
Glitter Boots is a art book. It's just a bunch of separate art pieces that I've done over the years. And then All Kinds of Hell is another short story, a compilation of five different horror stories that I've done.
Oh, okay. What inspired you just to be a creator in general?
All the cartoonists that I grew up admiring, like Robert Crumb, Rumiko Takahashi, I have always been fascinated by the idea of just one person doing it by themselves, all the design, cartooning, and hand lettering, and I wanted to aspire to be that.
What was the best feedback that you got from fans today or in past conventions that you've been a part of?
Today, it was just nice to meet people that were fans of my work from online and being stoked to get it in print, that they waited, they read it digitally first, and then that they were, wanted to wait to have the physical version. That meant a lot to me because I think having a physical version of something that you love is like very, very cool.
Now, for someone out there, creative-wise, who wants to get out there, go on a similar path as you, what advice do you have for them?
Just work hard every day. I know it's stupid, but yeah.
The best advice is blunt,
yeah,
honestly.
There's no secret like remedy or recipe. It's just like you just work hard. That's it. I'm sorry.
Nah, don't be sorry. I thank you for your time, and I wish you much success here and in the future.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston. I am with
Nick Burchard
and
Evangard Xena.
Please tell our audience why you chose to be here, part of the Indie Comics Creator Con, and what do you do?
Yeah, so I'm an independent cartoonist and filmmaker, and the reason that I want to be in this con is specifically its independent focus, because, you know, there's the big three in comic books. There's Marvel, DC, Image, but then there's all of us, and we're all telling very unique stories, and I like to be able to go to a con and share my stories with people, you know, and actually, like, be like, hey, this is why I wrote this.
Break down to me about Vulture Culture.
So Vulture Culture is a comic strip that I do on my Instagram. It's about these vultures who live at their dead mall. And it's kind of a little bit of Clerks, it's a little bit of Mallrats, it's a little bit of Addams Family. And it's essentially just like a modern day goth vulture family. It's fun. Print that.
What about Silvertooth?
So Silvertooth is my very like grindhouse vampire movie, but it's a comic book, and it's about these vampire bikers called the Dark Wings. It's very fun.
Called the what again?
Called the Dark Wings.
Oh, the Dark Wings. Oh, it's right there too.
It is.
Wow. What inspired just both of you to do what you do?
Well, I mean, I just think making art is the best thing a person can do. And, I mean, obviously, there are more philanthropic things someone can do than make art. But for me, I've always made art, and in order to bring it to people is just the best thing for me.
I'm just a work wife. I'm here to support my friend, and independent arts need to be preserved. So anything I can do to help is the thing I'll do to help.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you're playing your part. What's the best fan feedback you ever got from today or any just past conventions you've been a part of?
Sure. So probably the best fan feedback anybody can get, I can't really speak personally, but the best fan feedback anybody can get is seeing somebody wearing their T-shirt, seeing somebody reading their book, you know, sharing it, following you, you know, following up, not just taking your business card and throwing it away, you know. Again, it's why we do this, is to, you know, reach out and meet artists and meet fans and all of that.
That's awesome. And any inspiring advice that you got from that certain someone who is willing just to break out there and just show the creativity to the world?
Yeah. The best advice I've ever heard is from Neil Gaiman. On your good days, make great art. On your bad days, make great art. If your cat explodes, make great art. That's his quote, not mine. I'm not that funny.
Just a never give up mentality. Thank you both for your time. I appreciate you. And thank you for being that supportive best friend. You got to have it.
Thank you, Preston.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Definitely. WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with
Vlad, cartoonist.
And?
The Ivory Bunny.
Thank you guys for being a part of this. Tell me a little bit about yourselves and what do you have to display in front of us?
I'm a cartoonist. This is the first time I'm doing a show in a few years. It's kind of like coming back out, reintroducing myself to the community after a few-year break, and decided I really wanted this, so I'm going for it again, and here we are.
I am here for moral support, and also I'm in the cover of that comic book. So I'm we are the subject of the comic strip.
Okay.
The Little Things, and it's a comic strip that we release in my newsletter every month. So this is 2023 collection.
All right. Break down the backstory of the Little Things mall.
Basically, about a year ago, she was doing her newsletter, and she asked me if I would be willing to do maybe like a little newspaper strip for it. And I was like, if I can come up with an idea, I will. About 3 days later, we were out having coffee, and I drew us having coffee, and was just like, oh crap, I could just do it about us. I mean, I live with a living...
Used to pull from.
And she's a living cartoon, so it kind of just went from there. I just started drawing strips, making fun of her. And it went over really well, and I adore doing it, so that's like all I do now.
And I guess you really capture well. I see like this little smile in that next picture.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that has to be you.
Yes.
That has to be
you. It's 100% us.
That has to be you.
Yeah.
guys what was well done and well covered. It reminds me of a little Iverson in the newspaper back in the day.
The goal was the best part of the newspaper, at least for me, was flipping through the strips,
yeah.
And then the Sunday paper that had the full color section. So I wanted, because I hate newsletters as well, they're just text. I wanted a reason for someone to open the newsletter and just scroll to the cartoon section like an old newspaper. And it does. My friends are like, I love your newsletter, but I just scroll to the strip because it's the first thing I want to see. So it did its job.
It definitely did.
Now, had one here says the little things. It was like Tales of the Little Things. Was that the title?
The title of the strip is The Little Things. This was our Halloween episode.
The Halloween episode.
Yep, so I decided to do a Tales from the Crypt homage, which then led me to realizing I loved drawing bigger more than smaller. So the next episode ended up, I went full page.
It's funny because like everything's all bold faced and all well drawn, but like the personality from you guys is completely different. It's like so nice.
And he's a black and white hoe. I'm the color splash. Like, rainbow.
For sure.
What was the great feedback that you got from fans, either from today or from past conventions you guys went to?
Since I'm pretty much counting this as the first convention, I would say. Getting the feedback from the people that have signed up for the newsletter and getting random like messages on Instagram, just like, oh, that strip is hilarious, or I just met Gabby, she looks just like the strip,
right.
And everybody just likes it a lot, and that means to keep going, and that I think is the biggest deal for me. It's just like, oh, people actually like it, so there's a reason to do it. Yeah, I've been all about just make the stuff. It's gonna suck. It may not be great, but you gotta make it. And that's just kind of where it started with this. I was like, I guess I should just do it and see what happens. You know, people may not like it, but who cares?
I completely agree. What inspiring advice you have for that certain creator or that individual who wants to step outside that box and just go for it?
My advice is show up, and all that matters is the stack. Just make the art. And people will follow. Just make it. That's like the only thing I can say to people.
I can't say any more. I really can't. Thank you very much for your guys' time. I appreciate it. And I wish you the best success today. Definitely. Appreciate it, man. Absolutely. You're welcome. WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I'm with...
Sean Prairie.
Sean, just tell me just a little bit what you do and just your display you have in front of us at the con.
So I'm a comic book artist and illustrator from Western Massachusetts, and I just have some of my art here, and I'm selling one of my books at the convention.
Tell me about your artwork. Is this a story you created called Demon Town?
Yep. It's about a demon hunter just trying to get through her everyday life, so it kind of follows her through that. Each issue is, like, episodic, so it's, like, a different day in her life.
I love the artwork that you have right here. This is all from the Demon Town comic?
Just my own stuff, my imagination.
Gotcha. I really thought that was Cat Dog right here.
I've gotten that a lot with that piece, yeah.
But everything is very creative, especially the whole box right there with both of us. And it's like a whole detailed stuff. How long have you been a creator? Why did you want to do it?
I've been making art since I was a little kid, so probably since I was like 3 or so, and it's just been a passion of mine my whole life.
What have been some of the awesome feedback that you got from fans today or any past convention you went to?
Yeah, it seems like people are really excited about the creativity and like the weirdness of all of it, and that's something that I kind of love, is being a little bit weird. So.
Either weird or original, because everyone's not afraid to be themselves here, and which I very love. Any inspiring advice that you have to that certain individual or that future creator who's willing to go into the similar path you have been on?
Stick with it. Just keep trying, no matter what. Don't give up.
Sean, thank you for your time. We appreciate you. Absolutely, man. Definitely. WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, I am with
Ryan Alves.
Ryan, just tell me a little bit about yourself and just what you have in front of us.
I'm from Providence. I've been making comics for about 15 years now. I've got a bunch of bootlegs and a bunch of kind of outsider, bizarre superhero offerings and some sort of existential dread autobio comics.
Let me know about your creations. What do you have in front of us? Is the Bible Apple yours, if I'm saying it right?
Yeah, the Black Apple. It's an anthology put together by PPD Horror and Nowhere Comics. And I have a chapter in that, and that's a Providence-based horror anthology that does a lot of, you know, kind of just strange and harsh reality type stuff. The rest of it, it's just kind of like offerings for my exorcism of like my love of mainstream comics and trying to apply that in a way that, like, I don't know, is less catering to the kind of like, I don't know, sterile standard that they're trying to maintain. So I don't know. I'm just trying to get weird with it, you know.
Trying to bring more your authenticity into it. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Just trying to be as authentic as possible, you know.
Now, what inspired you just to be a creator, to do what you do?
Well, my family's pretty creative. My dad's a painter. My older brother read a lot of, like, Image comics and stuff growing up. I watched, you know, Batman by Michael Keaton, like, every day for the first, like, 5 years of my life. So that kind of planted the seed pretty early. But just, like, comics, independent comics, like, people in the community, and just finding kind of a sect of weirdos that, like, appreciate the same mainstream stuff that I do, but, like, know enough, I don't know, about themselves that they're not afraid to, like, take it down a peg, you know.
What, speaking of appreciation, what has been some of the best feedback that you got from fans, either today or somewhere in the past?
Best feedback I've ever gotten is probably just, like, somebody asking if I've ever, or if I know what an Ames lettering guide is, and basically just like quietly burning me for my horrendous lettering. And yeah, it's made all my books thereafter like 100% better, just because I'm like taking an extra couple of seconds to like consider the person reading it, you know, a little more than I usually do.
Any advice you have to that creator or that certain individual who wants to go their own path, similar to as yours?
Yeah, don't do it, man. No, I'm kidding. No, do it. Don't listen to anybody else, and just follow the muse, you know.
Thank you so much for your time, man. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. WNHH LP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, and I am with
Mo?
Okay, Mo, great to meet you. I just want to know, tell me a little bit about yourself and just a little bit what you have in front of us.
Sure, I have a little of everything. So I'm an illustrator. Should I be looking at you or?
Looking at me would be best.
Okay, all right, cool. Sorry, I know you're editing.
That's fine.
Okay. So I'm an illustrator. I'm also an editor, a writer, a concept artist. So I have some comics, I have some anthologies, I have some original prints, I have some pin designs, some patches, like I said, a little of everything.
Nice. Now, the Pirate Nun, is that your backstory that you created? Please tell me a little bit more about that, if so.
This is a webcomic that's coming out later this year. I've been writing it for 3 years, I'm really excited about it. And it's a sapphic love story taking place in space. And so it's the story of a nun who grew up in a very conservative background and then meets a space pirate and runs away with them and finds found family and a little bit of love.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, let's go separate love. I see you have something that says, Let Her Be Evil.
Yes.
Break it down.
So Let Her Be Evil is an anthology that was funded on Zoop and is coming out this month. And each story is a woman who is just unhinged and is being her most evil that she can. So there's a bunch of different great creators in there. And our editor, Cass, is based out of Massachusetts. And she handpicked all the stories, did a great job. And I have two stories in there, actually. One's called Good, which is the story of a villain being forced to do good in order to get a sword. And then the other one, Deprivation, which has, like, a lot of horror, and is written by the editor Cass. So it's a real treat. It's a real treat.
What inspired you to be a creator?
I think it was more of a compulsion. It was always something there. I am a neurodivergent person, so learning, I was able to draw before I could read or write. So it was just always my way of communicating, and it's just kind of stuck with me in that sense. It's how I talk to people.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Any great feedback that you got from fans today or anywhere in the past? Convention that you were attended to?
Just that my work's really vibrant and colorful, and I don't know. I just keep doing it, I guess.
Which leads me to my next question and my last one. To that certain individual who wants to create and wants to spread their art form to the world, what advice you have for them to start?
Persevere. Keep doing it. It's a hard road, but when you are persistent with it and keep going and don't let yourself get deterred, especially with AI and not being able to get that pose just right the first try, if you just keep going, then it's really rewarding. And a great group of people. It's also a community of people here to support, which is my favorite part.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like so many of us just really want to keep creating, and the people that like to, like, you know, not everyone can draw, but a lot of people like to see it. You know, it's very communal. You know, it's a great relationship.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time. Yeah. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
No problem. Yeah.
AJ reporting. I'm AJ. And you are?
I'm Brendan Albetsky. I'm an independent comic artist from Connecticut.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Brendan. Brendan?
Brendan, yeah.
Brendan, great. So, first question, what do you have here? What are you selling?
So, I'm selling my life's work today on this table. This is my creator-owned series, Mario Kiro Destroy the Moon. It's about a barbarian warrior woman who wants to blow up the moon. It's a great time. My second volume of that book just came out last week. It's self-published through Comics Wellspring, which is the sponsor of this event, so I think that's kind of cool. I do a lot of illustration. I also illustrate this comic called The World Ends in Fire, which is written by a writer named DC Horn for Zankind Entertainment. That's another fun comic. This first issue has a car chase with a dragon in it. I tell that to everybody because I think it's cool. But yeah, I just spend a lot of time drawing, and it's really great to be able to get out into the world, especially in my home state, and share it with people. So that's why I'm here today.
I also noticed that you have hot sauce.
I do, yeah.
Hot sauce.
So, to help promote The World Ends in Fire, we created a hot sauce called The World Ends in Fire. This is the brainchild of DC Horn, genius comics writer and editor-in-chief of Zankind Entertainment. I have heard that this hot sauce is excellent. I'm a little afraid of it, honestly. I think it might be too much. It might burn me away. I might end in fire if I were to taste this hot sauce. But we've actually had a couple of bottles moved today. People are really excited about it. And you know what? I'm excited to bring it to them.
Nice. So what is your, like, who or what is your greatest inspiration to make things like Destroy the Moon or The World End in Fire?
Yeah, so, you know, for my creator-owned series, my greatest inspiration was I really wanted to create a comic that I just enjoyed every second of making. So that has been the biggest drive on this comic. Every second of me making this book has just been the best day of my life. And with The World Ends in Fire, it's a similar kind of thing. I'm working with a different writer, but I'm not going to work on a book that I don't believe in 100%. So if I can be passionate about it, and if I can bring my full energy to drawing it every day, that's the kind of project that I get really excited about and what I enjoy working on.
Nice. I also noticed that you're wearing this shirt.
I'm a walking billboard.
Nice.
Yeah.
And last question is, what is your piece of inspiration or advice for people who might want to do the same thing you're doing right now?
So I tell a lot of people that I taught myself to draw. I started drawing when I was 21. I'm 35 now. I've managed to make it a long way, I think, just drawing every day. And so that's really what I want to tell people is, like, if you want to draw, you got to stick with it. You got to do it every day. And if you do that and if you can stick to it, you can do really great things.
And anybody can do it, too. Just pick up a pencil.
Nice, nice. AJ out.
WNHHLP 103.5 FM New Haven. Myself, Preston, I am with.
Hey, I'm Miles Curtis from Dreaming Ansible.
Miles, tell me just a little bit about yourself and just what you have in front of us, because it seems you have so much.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I'm an independent comic creator from Columbus. I write everything. I hire people to draw everything. A lot of them are my friends and just cool people I've met off the internet whose art I like. I've got three titles out right now. The Editors is a time travel adventure. It's about two best friends that go on a bloody road trip through the past. They try to prevent slavery from ever happening. I've just finished volume one, so this is the first annual. It's one through six, a number zero, and then an annual. And of course, because it's time travel, the zero and the annual actually happened before the number one. But every season's just going to loop back to the beginning of the story. Then Neighborly Detective Co. is about a wonderful lady named Agatha Neighborly, who's flunking out of school. Her only real friend is like an elderly aunt who's just constantly getting attacked by guys. What the hell is going on in this city? It's full of puzzles and games. Like, number two has a board game built into it. And like every issue has a puzzle page. That's pretty good.
Nice.
And then Corpus Sapia is my space opera. So this is brand new. I like would grab this from the print shop on my way up here. So it's set about 1,000 years in the future. There's a ship just seeding the galaxy with humanity. You have the option of becoming a robot when you die. And the real question is, why would anyone start a punk band in a utopian society? And then how do you have a utopian society with no punk bands in it? So, important questions. A lot of this is just like fever dreams I have and like things I'm paranoid about and things I want to kind of get out of my head and like put into the world in a slightly more constructive place than my own personal neuroticism. So that's all kind of happening in here all the time.
What inspired you to be a creator?
Actually my mom helped me make a book when I was like six. And it was Sir Dancelot instead of Sir Lancelot. It was a guy that fought dragons by dancing at him. We made a heartbound thing that was pretty cool. And then a few years after that, I discovered indie rock. So I spent like most of like my high school through like, you know, I mean, to this day, life like making records and like posters and flyers for them. I started penning some of this stuff right before COVID. I was just writing stories. Like I said, it's all just kind of stuff that was kind of stuck in my head. The Editor started off, I was having this reoccurring dream about standing in the middle of a burning plantation, and it actually felt really good. But I was like, I gotta make room for another dream around here. So, you know, I started writing that, but then COVID hit. And there were no shows to play, so then I really started, like, buying art and, like, printing books. And then, you know, like, once I got, like, the first book done, it was like, let's do a second book and a third book.
What has been some of the best feedback you got either from today or any past conventions you attended in the past?
You know, a lot of it's really cool when just other artists are like, I really love that. So, like, that's especially, like, in my music life, I'm pretty much only make music for music nerds. So, that kind of translates out into, I think my books are a little more accessible, but an artist that I like is like, oh, that's super cool. Like, I actually gave Jim Shooter one of the detective books, and he was like, oh, wow. And that's a huge compliment, because he's a huge inspiration to me. Like, so, and a total curmudgeon. I don't think Jim Shooter approves of too many things.
Any inspiring advice that you got from any individual who wants to go on a similar path just as you?
Follow your guts. Don't print more than you can sell at any given time, but don't be afraid to speak about what's in your heart. Otherwise, that's where you get cancer from.
Miles, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Def, man, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Wondering what to write about, trying to figure out what it's all about. Existentialist, am I worth anything or just a scout?
I don't know, I don't know.